This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so Congress is, as I said, working on a budget deal, which will get done eventually. One of the line items that might wind up in the thing is something called the Cadillac tax. It's about healthcare, part of the Affordable Care Act. It's designed to help slow down healthcare spending by taxing high-priced insurance plans. Plans that, the thinking goes, encourage people to spend more on care that they might not need. Anyway, there was talk afoot about delaying that tax beyond when it's supposed to start in 2018. So let me recap here. Delaying something that's going to do what pretty much everybody says we ought to do, cut healthcare spending. From the health desk at WHYY, here's Dan Gorenstein.
At its most basic, the Cadillac tax penalizes health plans that exceed $10,200 for an individual or $27,500 for a family. Why penalize those plans? Boston University economist Austin Frack says, think of them like a buffet.
I'm going to eat, you know, as much as I need to, and then I'm going to eat, you know, 30% more because I'm not going to pay anything when I make another trip to get more shrimp and, you know, lo mein and whatever I like.
In other words, as far as the consumer is concerned, going to the ER is no different than seeing a primary care doc. So really, the goal of the Cadillac tax is to get people with employer-sponsored insurance to be more cost-conscious. The hope, says Bob Kocher, a former healthcare advisor to President Obama, is that this will put pressure on the entire industry.
If you want to have competition, you need to have the patients have some incentive to shop and compare.
But right now, what consumers are facing is more out-of-pocket exposure. As we approach 2018, when the tax is supposed to take effect, employers have started shifting costs to their employees to avoid the tax. Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute says as that happens, people are cutting back on all of their care.
Some of that care is going to be really problematic if they don't get, and it could wind up costing themselves and the system more money in the long run.
While tax supporters agree this approach is far from perfect, former Congressional Budget Office Director Doug Elmendorf says it's one of the few ideas we've got to control health spending.
People keep going to the buffet for health care. Then they'll end up getting certain kinds of care that don't help them be healthier.
Not only does that last plate of mac and cheese not help you, says Elmendorf, it's expensive, and we all end up paying for it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.